Hello, and welcome back to this tutorial series on 3D Builder. This is Alex Blondin from Microsoft, and in this video, we're going to cover the selection tool, the object mode, and the settings. These are very important features, so let's get started. Some scene may have several objects in it, just like this train set. And this is where the selection tool is very useful. By default, all the part of the objects are selected. I can deselect them all or select them all again with this button. I can minimize my selection tool if I don't need it, or maximize it again. To select and deselect item, I just need to press them either on the scene or directly from the selection tool, just like that. If I scroll through each item, you can see they all get ghosted, and only the one on top retains its texture. If I want to select only one item, I can double tap it, and it will focus the view like we explained in video one, but also it will remove all the selection and only keep this one. Now let me show you the object mode. I'm going to select only one wheel there, and let's move it up a little bit so we can see it better. Now if I enter the object mode, I can duplicate my selection. I can also delete it. And if I want to bring back that wheel on the print bed, I just select it and press the lay flat button. I can also center the view on the selection by pressing the I over there, and it will center the view. We also have group and ungroup. So if I select all the wheels, I can group them together. And as you can see from the selection tool, now I only have two parts, which is more manageable. And if I want to apply a transform on all these objects, I can. I can now just resize them as a whole, and it is much easier. Now, let me go back and load another model to show you the settings. I'm going to load my friend Seth over there. So to enter the settings, I just need to press the file mode and press settings. From there, I can select which printer I'm going to use. And this is very useful because we can see the print bed size will change. Because depending on the device you use, the print bed is not the same. And this is very useful when you edit an object. So depending on it, you can see that the print bed in 3D Builder is changing. So let's keep the cube 3 here. I can also change it manually by inputting the values. And also very important, if you're not familiar with metrics, you can change it to inches or go back to any other measurement you prefer. We also have some viewing options. These are very useful with 3D scans because you can inspect the models and see how well it was scanned. I can add some wireframe to see all the detail of my 3D objects. And we can see that this is very complex. It has a lot of triangles. I can also remove the shadows if I want to see the texture better. And finally, I can also remove all the textures and the colors. And this is very useful because we can see that the depth sensor of the Kinect V2 actually captured like the wrinkles of the shirts, the pockets, and all the buttons. And there's an overview of the settings. I believe that now you're ready to understand how to create your own object, such as this one. And that's going to be the subject of the next video. As always, thank you for watching.